This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on 6th BIMSTEC Summit, Reinvigorating Sub-Regional Alliance. The participants are Skandranjan Tayal, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
The Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, summit is underway in the capital city of Thailand, Bangkok. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the summit. To discuss more on this, I am joined by Ambassador Skandranjan Tayal and Prasar Bharati Special Correspondents from Dhaka and Colombo, Mr. Naval Singh Parmar and Dr. Ahmed Muin Farooqi. Welcome all.
Thank you.
Prime Minister Modi landed in Bangkok earlier today, Ambassador Tayal, and he had a bilateral with his Thai counterpart, P. Shinawatra, and a number of MOUs were exchanged during their bilateral meeting. So, first of all, I would like to understand from you, the relationship between India and Thailand has been elevated to a strategic partnership. How important, in your view, is this? And briefly, if you could just explain what exactly a strategic partnership is.
India and Thailand have age-old cultural links, civilizational links, and Buddhism is the prevalent cultural and religion in Thailand. And the importance of Thailand is that it is a very prominent, significant member of ASEAN as well as of BIMSTEC. Because if we look at BIMSTEC, the major economies are India, $4 trillion, Thailand, $500 billion. Then Sri Lanka is there as a developing country, but the other countries, Bangladesh, Nepal, Bhutan, and Myanmar, are really LDCs, least developed countries. On bilateral, we see that in India's act-east policy, Myanmar has a very, very important role, because for the development of our northeastern region and connectivity by road, by maritime as well as a multimodal link, Thailand plays a very critical role, because all the links from India, whether through the trilateral highway, they go via Myanmar to Thailand, or the Kaladan multimodal transport link, that also via Myanmar, then it goes to Thailand. So that is very criticality for Act East policy. Then the way the world is changing, the Indo-Pacific is new challenges. ASEAN has a very central role for peace and tranquility in the East Asian region. And in ASEAN members, 10 members, Thailand is a very strong partner of India, friend of India, and the strategic partnership, when we look at it from a bilateral point of view, it shows a level of maturity and understanding between India and Thailand on strategic issues, on security issues, on economics, as well as strategic factors.
Ambassador Tayal, I would also like to highlight that India and Thailand today signed 6 agreements for cooperation in various fields, and Prime Minister pointed out the agreements have also been signed for cooperation in MSME, handloom and handicrafts. How important is MSME sector today in India's growth story when we look at Viksit Bharat 2047?
For India, the major issue going forward is, of course, economy, rate of growth of 8-9%, and employment for our youth. And their maximum employment generation is in the MSME sector. India has some strengths. India has very good schemes where our MSME sector is being supported. And there, India has certain expertise. India has certain experience. And together with Thailand, there can be new opportunities for our MSME sector to grow, to have synergy with Thailand, and through Thailand with the entire ASEAN region. And so it is a very good thought. And then linkages, transport linkages and other linkages between Northeast and Thailand. There were air connectivity had been established between Guwahati and Bangkok, and that needs to be strengthened. So there are many, many possibilities, and these 6 agreements will strengthen opportunities for cooperation in investment, economy as well as cultural and people-to-people contacts.
Moving on to the BIMSTEC 2025 summit, could you briefly explain this to us, what exactly this sub-regional grouping BIMSTEC is and what are the member states looking at to achieve?
BIMSTEC has the 7 members: India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Nepal, Bhutan, Myanmar and Thailand. And this is around Bay of Bengal. And Bay of Bengal, how it can develop as a common growth area for economy as well as remain a peaceful and tranquil area security-wise. These are the common objectives of the 7 members, and its headquarters are in Bangladesh. Now, the progress has been there, but a little slow. So all the structures are now in place, that there is a headquarters, there is a charter, and the members now need to have a common vision, and that is perhaps what will be the outcome of this in-person summit.
Mr. Parmar, BIMSTEC secretariat is located in Dhaka, and Bangladesh is one of the important member states of BIMSTEC. What role is this member country playing in the entire progress of the sub-regional grouping BIMSTEC?
Well, look at the map of the countries who are the part of BIMSTEC sub-regional group. Bangladesh is a central component, and look east policy of India as well as the sub-regional connectivity, whether it is grid connectivity or multimodal connectivity, Bangladesh is one of the crucial component of the sub-region. And considering that scenario, stability, political stability or security here in Bangladesh is very much important for the progress of integration of the BIMSTEC countries. So Bangladesh, Myanmar, Thailand, all countries are important, but considering the connectivity, whether it is grid or multimodal connectivity, Bangladesh, due to its position in the corner of the Bay of Bengal, it is very much important.
First BIMSTEC charter was adopted in 2022 and it came into force in 2024. Without getting into the details, I would also like to mention that every country had an assigned role in it for strengthening the overall sub-regional grouping. And I ask this to you, Mr. Parmar, in a scenario where the bilateral relationship of the member states have their own irritants, do you think the progress has been slow or in a way stalled?
Definitely, I must agree on that whenever there is a political instability in any country, then it will affect the sub-regional trade or sub-regional cooperation. And the way in Bangladesh political regime changed, and now though there is a interim government led by Dr. Mohammad Yunus, but it is not a elected government. So they have their own limitations. And they had some abrupt change in the policy towards the sub-regional connectivity and all these things. So this will affect the sub-regional connectivity as well as the progress which was expected from the summit.
Dr. Faruqi, Sri Lanka is an important part of the BIMSTEC. And since we were speaking about Bangladesh, Sri Lanka has gone through a period of turmoil, political as well as economic. But now the situation has stabilized. What role, in your opinion, is Sri Lanka playing to strengthen the overall sub-regional grouping?
Diksha, you see, there are several facets of the cooperation that exist in BIMSTEC. And yes, Ambassador Tayal has already mentioned that there are several sectors which had been delineated in the previous summit, which was held virtually when Sri Lanka had hosted it in 2022. Among those 7 pillars, crucially speaking, if we talk about Sri Lanka itself, what sector has been assigned to Sri Lanka is the science, technology and innovation, which includes health and human resource development. And primarily speaking, if you look at technology and innovation, they have been striving towards getting more and more into it using the modern technologies. And here, India has helped quite a lot to Sri Lanka. In fact, if Sri Lanka takes forward the science, technology and innovation in the sector in a very positive manner, it will be very beneficial. However, even during the turmoil, Sri Lanka did host the summit, although virtually, nevertheless showing its intent for regional cooperation in this particular area as well.
Ambassador Tayal, I would like to understand from you, the expected outcomes of BIMSTEC are adoption of Bangkok Vision 2030 and agreement on maritime transport cooperation. The sub-regional grouping together employs 1.73 billion people and have a combined GDP of US dollar 5.2 trillion. And these figures that I mentioned are from the data of 2023. the expected outcomes of BIMSTEC, what impact will it have on the economic development for the world? And the second question which I have here is, the US reciprocal tariffs have come into force since 2nd of April. How will it impact the member states?
The theme of the summit is a prosperous, resilient and open BIMSTEC. So the main objective of the group is to have more economic progress and more prosperity. And resilience would mean that the seven nations together talk, discuss, and prepare themselves to meet with changing situations. And as you pointed out, because of tariffs by President Trump and some other geopolitical factors of Indian Ocean region, Asia Pacific region, the situation is changing. And there I will think that the vision document will open ways for greater economic collaboration, cooperation, investment, trade among the seven members of BIMSTEC. And there, for instance, the trade in trade, the standards are different. How to have some kind of common documents so that easily trade cargo containers can pass the customs if going from one country to another, for instance. The theme also is on maritime cooperation. So can there be more trade on sea route in the BIMSTEC area through Bay of Bengal by barges, by small ships, by cargo ships? And so these are all areas where a fresh look is required, where both the governments as well as the private sector, the trade manufacturers as well as logistics experts need to come together to how to maximize the benefits, how to synergize and enhance trade among the seven countries and reduce the barriers both of customs as well as of tariffs. And of course, what President Trump has totally shaken up the global trade system. And there it is important that every country looks for alternatives to export to United States. So India is ready to cooperate both on bilateral framework as well as regional framework. And I am very optimistic that the vision document will chart a new course for cooperation, collaboration and integration, economic integration of the seven countries of BIMSTEC.
Ambassador Thayil, BIMSTEC should benefit from its diverse composition as five of its members belong to SAARC, while Myanmar and Thailand are a part of the ASEAN. Given its Bay of Bengal focus, BIMSTEC also complements India's efforts to engage with Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand and the growth of triangle around the Andaman Sea. Your comments on this?
Yes, if we look at the greater Bay of Bengal area, then Indonesia becomes very much part of it. Malaysia becomes very much part of it because Andaman Nicobar and these islands of Indonesia are just about 70 miles from each other. And in some ways, even Singapore has been connected. And if we recall and go back in history when the British colonial rule was there, this entire area was connected in maritime ways in shipping and in trade, because the British had the outposts in up to Singapore, and of course Malaysia was also. So the economic collaboration, and if we look at a greater economic space, geo-economic space, then Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia also become part of this region. And I think that's why the theme of this summit tomorrow is prosperous, resilient and open BIMSTEC. Perhaps open word means that some other countries could also be requested or thought to integrate more economically with the other seven members of BIMSTEC.
Dr. Faruqi, lastly, I would like to ask you, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting Sri Lanka tomorrow on the invitation of the President of Sri Lanka. What will be the outcome of this visit?
First of all, I want to here highlight that India has elevated its vision from Sagar to now Mahasagar, that's mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions. And this is a major development because India is now thinking of a holistic advancement for everyone in the entire region. And this is where Prime Minister Narendra Modi's policies of neighborhood first policy and this Mahasagar vision, they will play a very important role in the entire region, not just Sri Lanka. Now, talking particularly about Sri Lanka, this is Prime Minister Narendra Modi's fourth visit. Now, what is being anticipated is that there would be high-level exchanges, certain MOUs would be finalized, and of course, the Foreign Secretary also mentioned this, that there would be some updation of defense security agreements between India and Sri Lanka. Several things are lined up and people are looking forward to it.
Due to paucity of time, we'll have to bring this discussion to an end. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to a discussion on 6th BIMSTEC Summit, Reinvigorating Sub-Regional Alliance. The participants were Skandaranjan Tayal, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent.